clarify a drop more where we left off yesterday. And maybe add a drop more to where we left off yesterday. And then we'll move on. We left off yesterday is my focus. The first third focus is the thinking on Rashi. The focus is assessed that Rashi lumped it together, ate after with the other, and claimed ate after. We know that it is, Achronim point out that the implication is Tosus thinks that Eid Akhar is with the Yadav, two different types of things. Just like Eid Akhar and Shneidav, two different types of things. I mean, they're both people, but the two different types of Nemanah, two different degrees of Nemanah, two different points along the scale of Nemanah. See, even Eid Akhar and Eid Akhar and Yadav are two different points. Eid Akhar and Yadav is a slightly higher form of Nemanah than Eidav, than plain Eidah. He sends up the two, and then our sugi is going to be discussing at higher levels, Eidah of Biyago. That's not what our sugi is discussing. There's no reason to raise, there's no reason to love the together. So that Tosis is solid with Rashi. The Tosis thinks they're two separate things. Rashi did lump them together. Presumably Rashi thinks they are one and the same thing. So if we first dealt with Rashi, or how happy do you say they're the same thing? If it's the same thing, but sometimes you have doctors of Hong Kong and not problems, they say, well, the way the Chedusha Haran said, just to recap, so Dusha Aram said, well, it must, he didn't personally like this, but it must be Rashi holds that what the Biyadu is doing is removing the Chazaka. Eid Akhar is Eid Akhar is Eid Akhar, but Eid Akhar never works against, and never works against Chazaka. But only if there's a Chazaka. If there's a Biyadu, there's no longer a Chazaka. If the Biyadu is an eraser, it erases the Chazaka. It doesn't enhance Eid Akhar, it erases the Chazaka. How does that work? That's what we began to investigate yesterday a little bit, the idea of a chazaka atzui l'shtanos is also a chazaka atzui l'shtanos. Because this Eidach is biyadu l'shtanosam. Akin to the parking meter, or the mashal from yesterday. Is that not really a chazaka? Many assume that the chazaka atzui l'shtanos in general is not a never chazaka. So that might be a rational. Chazaka atzui l'shtanos is not a chazaka. Maybe Tulsa knows chazaka atzui l'shtanos is a chazaka. Okay, maybe that's a lot. But they're about Rashi's free to say that the other doesn't make the Eidach stronger, the other removes the Chazaka. Tosus doesn't like that Svara, apparently. We can't imagine. Maybe they think Chazaka still is a Chazaka. They're forced in the conclusion, no, must be the other, the Chazaka is still there, but the other makes me stronger. The other makes me stronger. So how does that work? How does that work? So this is what we left over yesterday. What's shot in Tosfos? Why would Biyadu make me stronger? So you said two options. The first option that we suggested, that was suggested by Tosfos, was that the Moshe was one of the raises, is like an ego. Look, believe me when I say, normally you're not going to believe me against the Chazaka. Here you have good reason to believe me. I'm a highly highly credible person. Because look, why would I lie? If I really want you to believe that this fruit is kosher, I really want you to eat this fruit, I can just take triple same license right now. So why lie? The other approach was not that, good. So he says that that's difficult because Tosus themselves go on to say that the other works even with Mafreya. I already have a piece of meat, it's already killed whoever was killed, but still the fact that once upon a time, several hours ago, several days ago, I could have shechted the animal and still alive, so therefore now, the fact that it was the other yesterday helps make me believable now. The other with my prayer. That flies in the face, with aura, of this simple ego approach. Some of you want to say a more subtle approach. It's not that, well, believe what I'm saying, because if I want, why would I lie? But, no, I'm the type of person you ought to believe, because I'm like a violin. I might not financially speaking own this item. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Often if I do own it, it will make it easier for me to be beyond the stocking. But the point is, the fact that I have control over this item, if I could change it at will, or I could have changed it at will, so I'm in control, I have a certain relationship with this item, with this situation. So a couple of guys pointed out to Shear that these two studies, which maybe will help to organize our thinking, they're not just two random studies. They're very analogous to the two studies that we had when we were learning the sugya of ego. What's shot in ego? And we had the Rav Hodges, the Rav Levi and the Rav. What's shot in ego? is the Tzad Amiga. That probably what I'm saying, and I'm sad. What I'm saying is true. Why would I lie? That's like this first Amiga. The other way, the rush is violent, is a lot like the second approach to the Torah HaTainim. It's not that you know that what I'm saying is true, but because I theoretically could have said some good kind of, that makes me a more credible. I now have the koach of being a kol for hakol. So whenever I say I'm a kol for hakol, even if I say some funny kind of, I'm automatically, I have now the honorary degree, I have the crown of a kol for hakol. Right? So hello, on me. I am now just you. For you, for you, for you. It makes me, whatever I'm going to say, because I'm the type of person that could have been kol for hakol, I could have said parati. Even when I say something funny, but now whatever I say, I'm a kofra. So through here, the one approach is say a simple anantahani type ego. Well, it must be I'm telling the truth. Why would I lie? I could have just fixed it up myself if I wanted to. Or you know, the fact that I could have controlled the situation, even if I don't control the situation, I could control the situation. That makes me a violent that whatever I say, I'm now, it makes me a different type of person. It gives me more control of the situation, I'm more believed. I want to show you a little bit more of the rush. Because we're going to see the rush himself directly, almost directly, Mashmah Lahedya, almost directly says, don't say Migo, say Bailon. And you're going to see that the proof he has is very similar to what he had in the Sugya Migo. Take a look in the rush. So it turns back to the rush in Perek HaNizakim, the fifth paragraph of Hebrew, Os Yud Aleph. Then it's the Sibin, Sibin Yudil, but in terms of 14 cases, it's case 11. Os Yud Aleph. Again, if you have a traditional Gemara, it's proof given on the base. If you have the Memvav in the Os Vahadah. Kol Davar Shu B'Yadav Shal Adam. Afilu is Chazik and Teira. If it's B'Yadi, even though the rain was in Chazik, Even though it's Kenegir Chaz Gisura, if it's the Yazi, I'm never. Need a second, fine, please. Again, it's Oz Yidal, Kenegir Yidal, it's just giving it off to each other. Kimmy Gimel Oz Yidal. Kaldabu Shubi Yashalafi, Nemane Yachal Chaz Gisura. But it ain't as believed because it's the other. I feel like he should know else is denied it on Ola and Yosea. Or someone else is not so. Kid is done, you know, we'll come back to that Machisha business in a moment. Kid is done, you the bride here, here being the first time to give me, they all see the power of they're working together on some tar food, some tar kailin. Yama lo, the house that he's in the Hanit Mu. Oh, by the way, when we were working in the kitchen together, we should just know you were making the food to serve to Kalani or whoever people wanted to stay tall. We should just know when you were, we were off inside the kitchen, there was a mouse that came by, and he dropped dead in the middle of the dough. Or some guy walked by, your brother, who's a Zav, walked by and stuck his face, wanted to lick the cookie dough. But by us, the cookie dough is relatively harmless. Say, bro, I'll take the cookie dough when you have enough. Say, bro, I'll But if you're dealing with some of the powder, a guy with the cookie dough, you could be in major trouble. It's not a simple thing. And sometimes your mother isn't happy, or your father, whoever makes the food, isn't happy because a guy, Thursday evening, they might not have enough cookies. But here, forget about that. You stuck your finger in the kugel, the whole thing is coming, right? That's what he said. Look, you and I are working the kitchen. The kitchen wanted to let you know, by the way, all those 20 dollars that we paid, they're all coming. But while you were doing your back for a long time, I stuck your finger in the kugel. So are you believed? Yes. Why? Because of my age, Taima, Toil, to get inside the rush, to your shoes, so hang, Arain, Kishalom. Then, they're in my rishut, meaning, they were under my control, because at the time I was working in the kitchen, I could find it myself. I had access to all these star foods, so it was over mine. I believed as though I was a violent. I would actually own it, you own it. But I had control over it, we both had control over it, so it's as though I'm a bomb. The love, now here's very important. You never know it. The love means time, it's not because of the reason to eat going this time a little bit. If I want to, I can win time enough. Sounds like the other, what do you mean? The other. 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 The Don't think that biyado is I could have made it come a migo. Don't say that we believe you when I say tamei because I also could have made tamei myself. That's stupid. Because it would make tamei if you would say if you would make it tamei in front of us. What do you have to do? Okay, yeah. You just ruined my halacha. You gave me 60 bucks. So, yes, theoretically, you could have been a tamei. You would never want to do that. It's much better to just say that came tamei because someone else walked into the room than to actually was tamei yourself. That's exactly what Mikud Ha'aza. I could have said something else. It would be very uncomfortable. So, is it a mevar? Does it show that I'm saying the truth? No. There's a good reason why you'd want to say if they came tamei on its own instead of saying I'm going to be tamei right now. So it doesn't show, it's not, well, why would I lie? It's not a why would I lie. But it is saying, but Lamaisa, I could, I probably would not have wanted to be Mutamid, because I don't have to pay, but I could have, theoretically, I do have control. I am that type of person, let's call it Hafaina, or in our term, I am the type of person who is about of the Masa, of the situation, because I could change things at will. Yeah, because he has control of the desert, that's where this Gemara Nivamas, the Rashi in Gittin, the Asian based quoted, that's what the Gemara is saying. That even though if you have control of the situation, you have slightly more credibility. And we were told that during Seder. We do it all the time. Whenever someone tells you something, you're always trying to figure out. Nemanus issues are very natural. They're not like abstract, non-awful nice things. They're very much nice in our lives. That's what people do every day. It's part of human living. And people are always telling you things. They're always trying to assess, do I believe what I'm told? It's one of the things we do all the time. And all the time, one of the things that goes into our calculus of am I going to accept what you're saying or not, or how much do I believe you, is who's talking. All the time. Depending on, some guy tells me something going on in some other community, I'm not going to believe him. But someone says, I'm involved in some situation, I'm telling you this is what's going on, I'll believe him more, I'll definitely believe him more. He's much more involved. So if you have control over that, that's how I recognize it. You have control of the situation, so you're more nemesis. Again, so this is, the Rush himself is explicitly taking on this issue and saying, as we were Madaik, the Rush says it, the Rush also explicitly rejects the, you can't say the Migo in the simple, simplistic sense, why would I lie, but in the other type of Migo sense. Since I theoretically could have done something here, you know, maybe I wouldn't want to, maybe I would, doesn't matter. Because I could have, that it gives me more status. It gives me more standing. I have a status. Because I control the situation, I have more of a safe situation. Believe me more. Now there's a little problem. A little problem comes from the end of the paper. Your question about this directly or okay. Yeah.
How come does the Rosh assume that it will become?
More than that. Very long coming to the top of it.
No, well, yes, but if he's telling that his elk came along and touched it, do we assume that it's Ochol, Olive, Rishon, Shani, or Puffle?
No.
Good.
Does it become Rishon?
Right, so does it become a Rishon or does it become a Shlishi?
Why not say it becomes Rishon?
Well, no, I'm asking, do we trust him to the degree that it becomes a Rishon?
No. Otherwise, don't trust him at all. Why are you trusting that way?
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's not biyadi to make the Rishon. No, it's a family shofar sharet. It's up to sharet. Like you said, you could hire a zav, that's like we hire a shofar, more people hire a zav than the shofar. Okay, so we have so far these two or three approaches. Let's illustrate one last thing. We have Rav Hoppe with Rashi and Tosfos, right? And to Rashi and Tosfos is saying it strengthens the Eidus, whereas Rashi is saying the Chazaka. Just to give you one nafkamina, before we move on, there's an end of Tosfos which is going to be interesting and then bring it back here also when we send it to Sanal Salad. Just before we leave this per se, Rav Hoppe, Rashi and Tosfos, one quick nafkamina which the Russian, we just saw the Russian himself say. The Rush said, if I am, the Rush we just read in the Oshin Aleph said, if I am Biyado, I could have made Otame, so then you believe me, even if, what he said, even if, that was Bakr, even if someone denies it. In other words, I say it became Tame, you say, no, I don't think it became Tame. Oh, Taqwa. Believe me. Why is that? They have one aid against the other. Why did I believe the guy who says it became tough and the guy who didn't become tough? Because the aid is much stronger. Because the rush is a believer, like Tosfos. The biyado makes the aid echad stronger. The ame aid echad with biyado against your aid echad without biyado. So then, if you think biyado makes the aid echad stronger, not that he's going to overpower Chazaka. He'll overpower a different aid who is not biyado. But if you would say like Rashi, biyado doesn't make me stronger, it's different than the Chazaka. But who gets that Chazaka? That's just me against you. So I'm biyado, big deal. According to Rashi, biyado doesn't make me any better than anyone else. It just gets rid of the Chazaka so I can operate without the Chazaka getting my way, according to Rashi. So Rashi probably would say, eid echad kenegad eid echad. One's biyado, one's not biyado. It's all the same. Stalemate. But the Rashi says, following Tosfos, no! Biyado makes me stronger. So I'm stronger than you. You're not biyado. You say it didn't become tamid. Wait, you can't make something not tamid. You can't make dough not tamid. You can make dough tamid. So I'm a echad with biyado. You're a echad not biyado. I win. That's one of kamina again is instead of a echad keneged chazaka, a echad keneged something else. A echad keneged. A echad. That's just to close up this this Rashi note. Now let's take a look at the end of. So I know guys who worked on it yesterday or today. The im toma. Now let's think for a moment along the lines of thought processes and patterns of thought you've been trained, many of you have been trained in the test. The im toma minalam de edechad never be surin. How do you know? Where does it come from? Says Tosfos, the very end of Tosfos, the second class, the im toma. How do you know de edechad never be surin? Tosfos gives an answer you learn from Nida. So let me ask you a question. If some of you have had one or two more of day who might have forced you to think this way, good way to think. Why is Tosfos all of a sudden raising this now? In the middle of the Tosfos, they're, by the way, where did Eid Echad come from? A whole discussion about the Yada and this and that. Also, they ask, oh, where did Eid Echad come from? Why is Tosfos all of a sudden raising that question now? More than that. Think. Why is Tosfos all of a sudden now, after this whole discussion about the Yada, saying, let's go back to the basic. With the basic of Eid Echad, where does that come from? Let's give them a moment to think. And to help you think, let me ask you another question. Why was Tosfos the first one to raise it? Rashi should have raised it. And the answer to that is, did Rashi raise it?
Yes.
Did Rashi raise the question of where Eid Echad come from?
Yeah.
And even here he implies it. Where Eid Echad come from? According to Rashi. True Moshita. So Rashi said, oh, I have a muscle for Eid Echad. So why is Tosfos all of a sudden starting from scratch where Eid Echad come from? Because Tosfos just said, I don't think those are cases of Eid Echad. That's new type of Eid Echad biyado. So Tosfos says, hey, 1 second. Now that I have two categories, that there's Eid Echad and Eid Echad special, Eid Echad and Eid Echad biyado, so I need a muffler for each one. The very nice Shlita and Truma, yeah, Eid Echad never there, but that's super Eid Echad biyado. But Tosfos says, now that I believe, I developed my theory, that there are two different types, so now I need a muffler for simple Eid Echad. That's what Tosfos says now, that's why it fits very well. Right now, that's Tosfos' problem. You're telling me that I just developed this theory that it's 2008 Echad. Well then, hello, now you have a big gap to fill. Where is plain Jane 8 Echad? No Chazaka sister, no Biyado. Regular 8 Echad, where do you find that? Tosfos says, Nida. Yafin mi Nida. Yashin berkamadia v'sav v'lach liyatma. The Gemara implies that a woman is going to keep track of where she's up to, when she's bleeding, when she's not bleeding. No one else is watching. Someone's watching when she checks her body every day? No. No one else is watching. She's on her own. So, Eid Echad. Okay. That famous, world famous. We can stop right here. Both sides. World famous. Tosfos says, the Makar of Eid Echad. Tosfos on Beis and Beis and Gittin said, the Makar of Eid Echad and Bisurin is Nida. That itself, without any other discussion, that's famous. That's famous because Tosfos assumes Eid Echad and Bisurin applies to women too. The whole thing is from a woman. Okay.
I was only
typically... Toast assuming that he does not have her. Right? What do you say?
Because it's like only women specifically. Only men have dots, not like children.
Yeah. No, but for Adim, when you have a din of two Adim, like by Davar Sheva Erva, or by Mammon, or by Misa, you have to, one of the rules is you have to have meh. Via Zagazus. So to here, clearly, that's not the case. We seem to assume that because we eat food served by women. So for her, we assume Adachem is served. There are some, I won't get into it now, there are those that say Adachem is served only by men, and you have to explain why it is that that men don't have to do all the cooking. Okay. You have to give some other explanation. So our toast is clearly assuming this famous line, that the Malkuin toast is the Makar of Edachem Bisturin is Nida, Vesafa La, Nida. So it's clearly toast is assuming the very original case, the paradigm, the source of Edachem is a woman. So clearly, unlike Shnei Edim, where there's a rule, you have to have one of the rule criteria eligibility, if you have to be a both female, no such rule by Edachem Bisturin. Okay. So that itself is, Then he goes and he gets said, one second. He says, can we work this out a little bit? In Toma, it in came, I feel it's positive, you know. So why not say, she should be Naman, if that's your source for Adachim, without the other. But you, she can't make herself not bleed. A woman's going to menstruate for a couple of days, and then eventually she's going to stop. So, whatever stops, it stops. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's probably in her body, but not the other, since you can't control it. You can't control your heartbeat either. You can't control your digestion. It just works. It's the autonomous system. She's not going to control her bleeding. So it's not the other, right? Okay, good. But it is, it's chazak yidura. But remember, what happens? A woman starts bleeding. So once she starts bleeding, she's not going to clarify when the woman starts bleeding. That means that she starts not flowing like the poet said, but she starts dripping blood out of her vaginal canal for a couple of days. And then eventually, sooner or later, in a normal situation, it's going to run its course, and then it's done. And then it's going to start again the next month. So, but until she stops bleeding, if she would keep bleeding, she's now become tahora again. Does the Chazak Yidura. I mean, she's right tummy, right? She starts bleeding, she becomes tummy. Now she says, oh, now I'm done, now I'll go to mitzvah. Does not be other. And it's Chazak Yidura. Because she was tummy, and like the guest. The woman was married yesterday. I don't know whether the guest's kosher or not. So maybe now she's mutaris, and maybe now she's salacious. The same thing here. It's not be other, and it's Chazak Yidura. Because she was a nida yesterday. She says now she's finally stopped bleeding for long enough that she can go to mitzvah and be returned to her to full relations with her husband. With Eidachas, with Abiyazah, with against the Chazak Yidura. So something's going on here. So what does the answer both sides? Yesh lomar, well, the ain of the Chazka should say Rola Kol Shom. She does not have a Chazaka to always see that. Kisha Avru Shiva, Sahorim and Melech. So once the 7 days are up, so she's automatically tired. But all this Chazak Yidura, no Cheskes is there. The Gam, the other Litzvah. And also, she could go to Mitzvah. So before you jump, let's try to understand what's going on here. Right, well, this is very strange. So scratch your heads for a number of things. Number one, I understand. Someone says, well, you're not going to see any Gam forever. You're not going to see, that's the Cheskes Roa. That's the Cheskes that continues to bleed. Why not? She was bleeding yesterday, she was bleeding the day before. Why isn't she Bechetzes Roa? And then the second question is, if very not Bechetzes Roa, but once a woman bleeds, this is an important din that some of the people don't know, it's the first din in the Mitzvah, is that even after you stop, you can stop bleeding for years. But until you go to Mitzvah, once you become Tameh, you never become Mutamis Levitala until you go to Mitzvah. There are two things that have to happen. She has to stop bleeding. I don't want to get into the details. They would take us, I don't mind talking about it, but it would take us far afield now. So the details of how long she has to wait after she stops bleeding before she goes to mitzvah. But suffice for our purposes, suffice to say, she needs to stop bleeding. And then, subsequently, that allows her, then makes her eligible to go to mikvah, and the mikvah will make her tahor. But if she stops bleeding, you have a woman who never went to mikvah, didn't keep tahor from mishpacha. And now she's 60 years old. She hasn't bled in years. But she wasn't a mikra. She's a surah. So you go to mikra. So bleeding may stop me Israel. So you go to mikra. Then we turn. So Tosfos is saying that we have many problems with Tosfos. With this v'yesh loma. Number one, what do you mean she's not the chesed roa? She's not the chazaka to continue to bleed. Of course. Yesterday she was bleeding. The day before she was bleeding. Chazaka is telling me today she was bleeding too. Problem number one. Let's go to the board. Where's your red marker?
I don't think it's a red marker. I was helping out the
chesed. So again, problem number one, I both say, why do you mean she's not the chesed roa? She is the chesed roa. She was roa yesterday. Number two, who cares if she's not the chesed roa? She's the chesed tameya. She was tameya yesterday, and she could remain tameya indefinitely. She may eventually, her body will eventually stop bleeding, but she's not going to automatically, she's not going to stop being tameya until she goes to mikvah. Now question number three is, biyada litbol? Did I hear the word? Yada? Isn't the whole point that this final part of Tosfos, they need as an example of non-biyada? We have examples of biyada in the Chumash. We have Shlita and Truma. We're looking for an example of non-biyada. So now Tosfos, almost like in the last line, he's going back like treason. And no one's watching, he goes back to Rashi land and mixes biyada and non-biyada. You know, the whole point of Tosfos is you can't confuse the two, right? So, thank you so much. Come on. Again, question number one. Lama ain't ever kept control. Question number two. So again, the questions are clear. The questions are clear? The second question is, even if she's not because of control, but she's still because of Tommy. Tosfos said, well, she's not going to be Roa. She's going to stop being Roa. Yeah, but she's still Tamei forever until she goes to Mitzvah. Right? And the answer is, says the Masha, and he points out the Rashba, it's more or less, does it? Yeah.
You don't know when she'll stop bleeding.
What?
You don't know when she'll stop bleeding.
She will know.
No, you don't know when she'll
stop bleeding. I don't know when she'll stop bleeding, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Well, I know she's still bleeding. She's not sure it's a mikvah. I don't know, maybe she's bled now. No, but she was bleeding yesterday. I mean, how do I know she was bleeding yesterday?
Yeah.
The Raja makes it a little more dramatic. Because it wasn't a case where she's not bleeding when she was in bed with her husband. So then, he knows. Funny case. Okay.
Well,
when she told me yesterday that she started bleeding, she was in A&F. Mm-hmm. And there was no chesed of anything.
When you married her, she's definitely going to be coming. So the point of what you have to say here is, what some of the questions, and they really don't answer each other.
Yeah. Because why is she not the chesed controller? Because
the Hazaka,
I'll see ya. What's supposed to say? Look inside. What's supposed to say? Ha'im keyes, v'yesh lomar, ke'ini v'chesed k'shidei roa kol shah. She's not the Hazaka to see all the time. What do you mean? She told you to say, yeah, but this is a parking meter. Mahabdil. Meaning, the nature of the human body, you don't bleed forever. So you know that yes, it's because yesterday I was bleeding, but you know it's going to end sooner or later. So the Chazkas Roa is a Sirulish Dano. So that's not a problem. In terms of that, it's low as Chazik Yisuro. But our second question, but who cares about Chazkas Roa? That might be a Sirulish Dano. The Chazkas Tamei, Tineya, is not a Sirulish Dano. So that will naturally continue forever until she actually goes to Mikvah.
That's
exactly. What's also said about the Piyaza? If you look in Tosfos, the word begam here. Einav is the chesed shnei roa kol shah. She's not a chazaka to be roam all the time. Okay, she avru shiva to the horror of the mela. When 7 days are up, she's tara on her own. That's not true. She's not tara on her own. What's Tosfos talking about? That's not a mikvah. The answer is you're right. Tosfos is dealing with two separate things. Was she roa and is she tamei? In terms of is she tame,
yes.
So that's the classic Yisurah, because it's not a Sirulish Tano, it's a real Tano. She was tame yesterday, she
going to continue being tameh because it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, but cheskes tameh, once she stops being roa, cheskes tameh is biyada lispa. Now, because of if she's still being roa, that's not biyada, because as long as you're bleeding, you can't go to the mitzvah you want, it's like a hell. Yeah, but tameh for that, it's a serious tameh. But the essential tameh says we have two issues here. The nida, this woman, Isha says, mutaratani. So, she's being opposed, her statement of mutaratani is opposed by two chazakas. Just as roa, again, roa means, roa is a euphemism, I should have said that. To see, means to see the dam, means to find the blood on one's underground, and whenever you find the blood, that's dripping out of her body. So, to test as roa means test chazakas that she's actually bleeding, and then also, there's a physical status, and then there's a halakhic status, that she's a cheskes tameya, that she is an isha tameya. So Joseph says, well, you're right. The cheskes tameya, whenever a woman says mutaratani, she's doing both. This is what Marsha said. He said, he looks around, but every time a woman says, I went to mikvah, now I'm tahora, she's both being a regular eid echad without a chazak against her, and being an eid echad yodo against the chazaka. Because she's making two statements. Saying I went to mikvah means I stopped bleeding and I did tzivua. To say I stopped bleeding, there's no chazaka. But for cheskes roa, no, that's not a chazaka, asuya, but a shana. But to say I stopped bleeding, mutaratani means again. Mutaratani means, hefsakti miliros, I stopped bleeding, v'tavalti, and then I went to mikvah. But to say hefsakti miliros, I stopped bleeding, that's a regular non-biyada, non-chazaka. I can't make myself stop bleeding, but there's no chazaka that I'm going to bleed because I feel a shot. And then in terms of the cheskas, I say I went to mikvah, I changed myself from tamei to tahor, I am speaking against my chazaka. Because I have a cheskas tameya, I'm saying I went to mikvah, now I'm tahor, fine. But biyada, let's fall. And now all the three questions fall away. The picture, first. And there's a gal. Because really, once you realize that there are two different things going on, the Tosfos is breaking down, they're not giving multiple teirutim in the Gama, let me give you another teirut. No, that would be horrible. He's invoking biyado, it's against everything Tosfos stands for. No, he's saying, I have two parts to the question, two parts to the issue, and I'm addressing each one. I'm addressing how is she believed to say, I stopped bleeding, and how is she believed to say, I went to mitzvah. How should we say I stop bleeding? Chazaka siu l'shtanam. Ein of the cheskas, shetei roa kol shah. Kishavu shiva tahor remain, that's tahor, and she's actually tahor, but she's eligible automatically to go to mikvah. She's eligible to become tahor. And then, but she didn't go to mikvah, no problem. The yada, so that's gorgeous and that's glorious. We do, though, have one little problem. This is why we need to take a look at Tamak. Dollars. And that is, Tosfos is still, believe us, is one sticky point. This is so nice, so glorious, the Marsha and Rav, so we have a chance to look at it together, you know, a chance on Sunday, but we were during Seder. But it's such a nice Marsha. But the one little problem is like this. It's so nice, everything works out, and we're only invoking Yadza against the Chazaka, everything's great. Except, there's one thing, one concept that Tosfos is making use of that we thought was a Rashi concept. What concept is Tosfos making use of?
But that's
the difference.
You think
that
it's very different than the
Yadol
and the
Mila is going to
happen anyway.
Yeah.
Different thing.
So we're going to have to understand that more carefully. Again, just to get the point out, Tosfos is now making use of Hazaka and Silishan. Hazaka and Silishan doesn't count. That's why if the Cheska Droa, don't worry about that. But it's going to change. In the past, we had said that was a Rashi concept. That's why Rashi says that the Yado gets rid of the Chazaka. To understand that more carefully, okay, so you're ready for your fourth to begin this term. To understand it more carefully, we're not going to do this work now, but guys are already working on on the Gemara and Talmud Dalet. From that Ramban, which we'll have to talk about on Sunday, that Ramban and his strange thinking about Eidech and Nambi Surin,
We're going to shed new light of Gemara, and hopefully a whole new level of understanding in terms of what's going on in this cosmic Yisura, and that will allow us to do many things, including understand how the Tosfos uses Chazak HaTzur L'Shanu, even though he didn't want to use it in Rashi's way very well. Okay. Question. What's your question? Then we'll break through.
Yeah, this is
because the biyada is a response to what's the book. The biyada, lichol, is a response to how you know that she went to mikvah, not how you have the blood cup. So that's really the mashal of the big chiddush. Is that what Tosfos is saying is break down mutar nami into two component phrases.
Okay.
I'm really saying that stocking a little is avalti. The adjim never says avalti, the other lichol. That's not that avalti. How do you believe to say I stopped bleeding? That's because it's not the other, but there's no chazaka because it's a few of the notes. It's going to bound to end sooner or later anyway. The Buffalo's imagine she's checking to make sure that she's not rude.
That's the
marker,
so
it's
only
going to
be
that 8 on 10. That's a good point, right. If it's a tevila, it's conceivable, unlikely, but the Torah doesn't say explicitly that no one's watching as you go to commit. The Torah does say that no one is, the Buffalo, she's doing the tevila, she's checking, keeping track of her clean day, but no one's doing it on her own. The Buffalo, law, the Oscar, she's doing it on her own.
That's a good point.
Right, exactly. No one knows about the bleeding. We can verify theoretically when she went to the mikvah.
It doesn't matter because if she went to the mikvah, she's still bleeding.
Right, exactly. Good. Anything else? What else? Okay. This evening is going to be with them a regular normal Thursday night. There's going to be the Chazah. We haven't had a normal Thursday night in a couple of weeks. So the night today starts Ezra Hashem 7:15. And this one for the chaser, the basic state of halayla, is the chaser for a while, and the bulk of the time, you take the bechina, whichever key track you're on, there's an appropriate bechina rabbi, Wolf or Hellman will have both copies. You'll take whatever as appropriate. And again, if you want to take the whole time off until the chabura at 9:30, the chaser takes the bechina, call chabot. If you don't think you need all that time, you can chaser you have to take the bechina. Give yourself a 5-10 minute break, and then there'll be, if you take the thing early, you'll have time after the Zahina, before the Chabur 9:30, to look over some of the Ma'am Kavos, and then the Chabur time will be given by Rabbi Wolf Shalita. We didn't find a way to give you a little chance to talk about topics, but you'll stop and go learning, and you'll have a chance. It should be very nice. And it should be, once again, we haven't done it in a while. The whole club can be together, a nice sit all together. It should be very nice. Obviously, Shmir does not go that thing. That should be careful. Again, if you take the dinner early, so you ask your advisor to give them a 5-10 minute break for a while, and then you should come back to the, if you still call it, you should come back to the Kamedrish until the 9:30. Saturday. I think